Hello and welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare professionals on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic. CMF is part of a worldwide organisation, an umbrella organisation called the International Christian Medical and Dental Association. And I'm delighted to be joined today by Dr. Michael Burke, who is the Regional Secretary of Oceania and a GP in Sydney, Australia. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, John. A great honour to be with you. Greetings to all your listeners.
Michael, just really appreciate you being with us. And it would be great just to hear what's going on in Australia at the moment and how COVID-19 is impacting you as a nation.
John, we've been following with great fear and trembling the developments of COVID-19, originally in Wuhan, China. And Australia has, like many other countries, been very fearful of what effect it would have in our local communities. So certainly in recent months, there has been a massive reconfiguration of how we do things. We're in a situation where we're restricting people's travel within country. We closed down all non-essential services. Any meeting of more than two people is not allowed. Schools are minimally open. Only 10% of students are attending. People's daily lives have been disrupted very significantly. There is a level of fear, anxiety, and concern in the community, though at the same time people are cooperating well and generally following the advice, the health advice that they're receiving in terms of physical distancing, hand washing, minimizing community excursions, and also planning and encouraging social connectedness where that's appropriate. So our churches are no longer able to meet in a standard face-to-face manner. We're in a situation where we have to, we're fortunate to use telephone or Zoom or similar appliances.
Thank you. And as a general practitioner, how is this impacting you and what changes have you made in your working practice?
Similarly, in the workplace, there's been enormous changes. Australia, for the first time, has allowed consultations by telehealth. Now, approximately half of my consultations by telehealth. The other half are people requiring face-to-face consultations. In general, patient attendances in both of those categories is down by about 40%, I think. People are generally fearful of coming into a medical facility, given that might also potentially be a place where there may be people who have higher risk of having the virus.
Thank you. And Michael, I understand you're very involved with the Christian Medical and Dental Fellowship of Australia, and just wondered what response there has been. How are you getting together as Christians in healthcare in Australia at the moment?
Yes, the Christian Medical and Dental Fellowship of Australia is actively involved. So tonight we had a weekly meeting. We had many people on our Zoom meeting at a time of prayer. It was a time of praying both for our leaders, national leaders, our health workers, our Christian leaders, our Christian community. But also we're very concerned about praying for people in a wider community, people in the area of the Oceania, the Pacific region, people in the area of Southeast Asia, and also broader field. Of course, we have many friends through the ICMDA networks, and we're very concerned to hear the enormous stress that has been happening in China, that's currently happening in Europe, UK and America. And of course, we're very concerned in the months ahead, the amount of pain, suffering and loss of life that may have been inflicted on the people of India, Africa, possibly Southeast Asia. And I think there's a great need for Christians throughout the world to encourage each other, work together and pray jointly that God will be merciful and God will help those people doing this very important work, and that the right decisions will be made and people will work together well, that health workers will be kept safe, and that in God's goodness we'll be able to work together well and minimize the cost in all aspects of life that this virus is bringing upon us.
Thank you, Michael. And I understand that as well as these things, you're very involved in other areas and you've been involved in putting some more resources online. Could you give us a flavour of what you've been doing online in the past few weeks?
Yes, John, I work as a GP in Western Sydney, so I've been involved in initiating a support Zoom meeting on a weekly basis for GPs in Western Sydney. So we complement that with a WhatsApp, so WhatsApp and Zoom for GPs in Western Sydney. We've also collaborated with a range of other people in forming a community of faith-based communities determined to flatten the curve. We have a name for that group, FTC, FBC, Flatten the Curve by Faith-Based Communities in Western Sydney. So we have the major Christian denominations involved in that, Hillsong, Australian Christian Churches, Salvation Army, Anglicans, Catholics, Orthodox Churches, and plus a grouping of other religions. We're living in an area of Sydney where there's a very diverse range of peoples, and trying to exchange and explore ways to build community safety networks. And because it's a time when we can't meet face-to-face, we've made use of technologies create opportunities for practicing and learning the principles of Saline online. So we've created an entity called Saline Scenarios, where we bring the principles of Saline, seeking to understand a person's spiritual journey with sensitivity, respect, and permission, and applying that and discussing that, how it works out in everyday life via the new technologies. We've also put Partnerships in International Medical Education online. We had a meeting last night. We were looking within the framework of whole person medicine, which affirms that the practitioner is a person made in the image of God who has physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, as is so for the patient. The patient is a person, again, made in the image of God who has physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. And we last night looked at the issue of burnout. Mm. I'm very concerned for the welfare of health workers. And also through an affiliated group to the Christian Medical and Dental Fellowship of Australia, a group called HealthServe, we formed groupings of organisations with whom we work in Oceania and the Pacific. So again, we have a WhatsApp and we have a weekly Zoom meeting that will happen tomorrow afternoon. And that's been a useful opportunity, working very closely with people linked with CMF Indonesia, and trying to talk also to people in Timor, Papua New Guinea, various other places. And then we also have another group, again, a WhatsApp group, and complemented with a Zoom meeting, where we have joined up people working in, at this stage, mainly in Tanzania, Uganda, and South Sudan. Mm. But there's a great opportunity to learn from each experience and to try and move good practice discussions and lessons throughout God's kingdom.
Well, it's amazing. And what I find really encouraging about that, Michael, is the level of partnership, but, you know, with the churches, you know, across countries as well, you're just looking at ways to find solutions and to get together as the church. That's really inspiring to hear about. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, John, we're so excited about the network that ICMDA has created and the great work that's been done over decades. And in this particular situation, we're able to make use of all those linkages, make use of those friendships within these families and community groups, and try and be a support and try and actually build extra capacities and extra learning through the networks and the wonderful people are there, but marrying that with the technological opportunities of something such as a WhatsApp or something such as a Zoom.
Oh, that's great, Michael. And we'll certainly put in the show notes icmda.net, where there's a huge amount of resources there looking at that umbrella organisation of which CMF UK is also a part of, as well as we'll link to the Saline process, which Michael referred to, so you can find out more about that. Michael, anything you would like to leave us with before I say thank you for joining us?
Well, John, look, great opportunity. Thank you so much for your encouragement. I guess COVID-19 brings to our attention and very much to our forefront that as people, we are limited in what we can do. We have a God who is powerful and compassionate and is wanting to work with us. And he is someone that we can turn to and rely on. And through prayer, we can build that community and support each other in times of great challenge and difficulty. So again, we'd like to thank ICMDA for creating this network, creating this family, nurturing it, and giving us an opportunity to each make a contribution that is moving God's kingdom forward step by step.
That's great to hear, Michael. Thank you so much for being with me today. Well, isn't that great to hear? And we are definitely part of a worldwide family. God is a worldwide God and he's active and at work in his world. What a privilege to be part of that. We're hearing voices from the front line from around the world. You can join us every day to listen to a new voice and catch up on our First Incision podcast. Why don't you subscribe and leave us a rating so that we can share this with more people. It's been great to be with you. We'll be back with you tomorrow for another voice from the front line. Bye for now.